WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Pianist Horace Tapscott was born in Houston in 1934 and was raised on blues and gospel music. He spent a little time in New York in the late 50s. Aside from that, he spent almost all his life in Los Angeles. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Tapscott has been a sort of guardian angel in the city of angels. He's also a very good piano player. Kevin reviews a new Tapscott Trio CD.
Horace Tapscott playing Willetta's Walk. Typical of Horace Tapscott, that tune doesn't call attention to its own cleverness. You could easily not notice it's in 5/4 time, if that means anything to you. After 30 years of not being so well known, even in jazz circles, Tapscott is now getting recognized for not doing what jazz musicians are supposed to do to get noticed. He didn't settle in New York to face off against his opposition. He chose for Los Angeles, where he's involved himself in less competitive activities. Since the 60s, his big band, the Pan-African People's Orchestra, has been a nurturing ground for players and composers from the city's black community. Tapscott is a genial idealist with the presence of a Lincoln. At way over 6 feet tall, with octopus limbs, he just about dwarfs the piano. With a sustain pedal down, hammering out dense chords, he can get a sound as big as he is, but that big sound can cloud over. As pianist, he sounds best accompanied by a crisp rhythm section. On his new CD called Thoughts of Dar es Salaam, that would be Ray Drummond on bass and Billy Hart on drums. Horace Tapscott playing his Thoughts of Dar es Salaam. In the 1960s, that sort of material, a bass vamp like a trotting camel, solos built from simple scales, became a sort of metaphor for the connection between jazz and African roots. True, it doesn't sound much like real African music, like Ellington's so-called jungle music of the 20s, as far as that goes, but accuracy isn't the point. It relates more to a kind of stubborn ethnic pride that bloomed in cities like Los Angeles in the 60s and 70s. Such music identifies more with the romance of the Sahara than the epic tragedies of the slave coast. Horace Tapscott has a lot of tunes like that. But on his new CD, he also plays some old bebop numbers, like Social Call, a nice line by saxophonist Gigi Grice. There's a central paradox about jazz's out-of-town legends. If Horace Tapscott had stayed in New York all those years ago, he would have attracted attention sooner. but he might not have developed into the Horace Tapscott whose music and community activism help shape one another. As a sign of how much he gets back from the musicians he works with in L.A., he'll record some of their tunes alongside his. Every jazz scene exerts subtle pressure on musicians to adopt the local accent, to conform to a prevailing style or a way of phrasing, or just a common way of hearing where the beat is. Resisting New York is one way to hold on to the independent perspective a good jazz musician needs. But teaming up the Angelino with a regulation New York rhythm section was a good idea, too. It keeps the big man on his toes.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Thoughts of Dar es Salaam by Horace Tapscott and his trio on the Arabesque label.